Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Since I mentioned my dog Finnegan went to get his teeth cleaned and came home minus 7 teeth. And you know, they don't call you to tell you that the bill is going up. Joey said, Lisa, how many teeth does a dog have? I think like 28 when, you know, like 28 baby teeth. And then by the time they're 6 months old, probably 42 teeth. But literally somebody called in and said 21 teeth were extracted during a teeth cleaning on their dog. And, hey, Lisa, sorry your dog had teeth removed. I told my vet I didn't want my 12-year-old lab's teeth cleaned just for that reason. She doesn't have any problems, and I brush her teeth. God bless you if you can brush your dog's teeth. My dog, Finnegan, his mouth smelled so bad that you didn't even want to pet him. So it was definitely something that needed to be done. In the topic of nail polish, Lisa, the irony of Velveeta nail polish smelling like cheese is that Velveeta cheese doesn't even smell like cheese. From 708, $40 million in losses. Phil Mickelson is obviously nowhere near as smart of a gambler as he is a golfer. Might even be bordering on dumb. I think that boils down to addiction. Drug addiction is obviously an issue that everybody encounters at some point. Somebody in your family, somebody you work with, someone in your neighborhood, and things are changing in Chicago. In fact, Chicago might be leading the way when it comes to expanding eligibility for drug users to get treatment instead of jail. To talk about that is Matt Richards, Chicago Deputy Commissioner of Behavioral Health. And Matt, it is changing. The program has been in place, but now it's being expanded.
That's right, Lisa. So this is a program that the city's had in place since 2018, where essentially if a person is arrested with a personal use amount of an illegal drug, they can be diverted into treatment in lieu of facing charges. And this program we just announced, we're expanding the participation criteria so folks can be eligible if they had a larger quantity of drugs. So we're moving from 1 gram to 2 grams. And we were previously focused on cocaine and heroin, but we're allowing folks who, are arrested with other types of drugs to be eligible for diversion into treatment as well because of the really excellent results we've seen in the first 3 years.
And that other drug being added, I would imagine, is fentanyl, because that seems to be the drug of choice for many these days.
Yes, fentanyl is really now pretty much widespread across the drug supply, and it's very potent. It dramatically increases the risk of having an overdose and a fatal overdose. And so it's actually present now in lots of different types of drugs, including drugs where people don't realize it's present, and that can create a really dramatic overdose risk. So that's definitely one of the things we're looking at is making sure folks who are using other types of drugs are also being diverted into treatment because of the risk for overdose that exists for them.
So is Chicago leading the effort? Is this the biggest diversion program in the U.S.?
It is. So it's the largest pre-arrest diversion program in the United States. So basically, you know, if one of our patrol officers in the police department arrests a person with a personal use amount of a drug, so that means this is not a quantity of drug where a person is dealing, right? This is about drugs that a person is using, which is a good indication that they have a substance use disorder. We've diverted at this point almost 1,000 people into treatment. And what we've seen, Lisa, which is really quite remarkable, is almost a 50% reduction in rearrest rate over time. So this actually reduces the risk that a person is going to be rearrested for anything in the future, not just drug related. We also saw that, you know, 50% of folks that were diverted were engaged in treatment at 30 days. 25% of people told us it was the first time they'd ever been offered treatment. And we're able to offer people really incredible treatments now. There are 3 drugs that are approved by the FDA that treat opioid use disorder or heroin use, fentanyl use, and reduce your risk of overdose by up to 50%. So we really need to be getting people connected to treatment as quickly as possible. Thresholds, who's an incredible community behavioral health provider, is the organization we work with. And we're really expanding this type of work all around the city. It's been a major priority of Mayor Lightfoot that when somebody's coming into contact with the public safety system because of an unaddressed health issue, substance use, mental health, we really want to move them into the healthcare system. It saves us time on the police side. Our officers can focus on more significant public safety issues. It saves the taxpayer money. And what we're seeing with this pilot is that it actually improves health outcomes for the people we divert as well.
And is it cheaper to get them help than it is to put them in jail?
Absolutely, all day long. I mean, that's why from our perspective, this is just good government and accountability to the taxpayer, because you're seeing we're saving public safety resources. Folks are almost 50% less likely to get arrested again for any reason. So you're not spending all this money with people entering into the jail system and court fees and all of that. So it saves the taxpayer money. And then it really has the potential to save lives. We believe it will save lives. It's already saving lives. I think I'm a licensed clinical social worker, so my responsibility for the city is to help us continue to improve this program and get better and better health outcomes for the people that are diverted.
What affects me, and I think most people, is that the addiction is so intense that when they need drugs, they need money. And when they need money, we're the ones who become a victim because they're going to grab our purse or they're going to, you know, break into our car or our house to get what they need to supply their drug dealer with, you know. And so I hope that we see a residual effect that helps us all.
Well, and I think from the pilot we're seeing, from the evaluation we did, we worked with the University of Chicago Crime Lab because many people express exactly what you just expressed. And we wanted to see, okay, does this actually reduce a person's risk of engaging in criminal activity moving forward? Do we see that they're getting arrested less? That was one of the primary things we were looking at, and we found that it does. I mean, I did not expect the results to be as good as they were. I did not expect to see almost 50% reduction in the arrest rate. So that's something we welcome, and it's one of the reasons we're so strongly supportive of the program and why we're expanding it further. We want more people to be eligible for this because it improves public safety and it improves health outcomes for the people that are diverted. Everybody's family has been touched by this, and we think it's important to try to address their health needs while also, you know, preserving and protecting safety for the public.
Okay. So quickly, I've got like 30 seconds. If it is your family member who is arrested, are they automatically offered this deal, or is it something you have to, you know, kind of approach from a family member, you know, say, hey, can we get them this deal so they don't go to jail?
No, so it's a matter of policy. So it's a part of the Chicago Police Department's policies. So arresting officers are aware of it. And if a person is eligible, there are participation criteria. So, for instance, if somebody has an open warrant or a violent conviction that's less than 10 years old, they would not be eligible. But it is the responsibility of our city staff, of our police officers, to offer the intervention to people that are eligible for it. So it would not fall on the person or their family member to know that.
Thank you for joining us, Matt. I appreciate
the info.
Matt Richards, Chicago Deputy Commissioner of Behavioral Health. Hey, my favorite part of the show comes up next. Newsroom temperature check. Everybody's got a story to share. But first, a check on weather and traffic, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.